Dr. Wiesner, thank you.
Dr. Wiesner's office.
Yes, this is Evelyn Lincoln. Will you tell Dr. Wiesner that Mr. Sonover?
Okay, I'll tell him.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Thanks.
Okay.
Stanley Tredick is calling Fiddle.
Yeah, she's in with the president.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk to him? Hello?
Hello? Can she call him back, please?
All right, fine.
Thanks.
To say that he was in complete accord with your action. He'd like, with your permission, to call a meeting of the governors down here Thursday for the kind of a briefing which were given to the legislators and to the press.
Is he the head of the governors now?
Yes, he's now the chairman.
I see, I see. I think that's... that's all right. If he's the appropriate fellow to do it. I didn't... Are you sure he's the chairman, is he?
He told me he was. Now, this is the civil defense.
I see. Well, now, wait a minute. I tell you what we ought to do. Let's find out who the head of the governors are. And probably...
He feels he has jurisdiction over this, you see.
Does he? Because it's civil defense.
I'd like to tie him down, but tell you, why don't you
Well, I don't
talk
really...
it over.
No, but I don't... Let me just call you back. Let me find out who the head of the governors are.
Yeah.
And see whether we ought to... You know, the only thing I thought, Raj, is that if we're going to have to do anything further than what we're now doing... We really ought to get some civil defense arrangements in those communities which are within the range of these things.
That's where the governors would be helpful. We're working on that with Ed McDermott. Pittman is.
Is he?
Yeah.
I'd like to get a report on that. I wonder if we could get him to come in, the two of them, at that 6 o'clock meeting and just tell us about that. Because if we ever were going to carry it out all the way, we ought to have those cities evacuated. Well, it's fine with me. Why does, now, let me just call you back. I want to find out who the head of the thing is.
All right.
And then I'll be back in 3 minutes.
All right. Okay.
Favorable. The guy that's editing this issue is a admirer of yours, for one thing. didn't try to fill him in very much, but I didn't know who I had. I don't know how much to give him. He's a good writer, and he's doing it. Well, I acted like I never heard of him from Tuesday till Monday morning.
Yeah.
What he needs is the thought process. And he didn't bug any of the tough questions. They're just accepting what's going on. The only question he raised that I knew nothing about was the Al Friendly bit, was did these people do this and they opened up the camel up so you wouldn't be sure that this got rid of them. I don't know. He wasn't watching the camel box yet. He was
right.
It could have been anything. It could have been jumped. But I think, Matt, if you want him to have a fuller story,
Elijah, yeah, who's ever doing it, then Matt do it.
Right. That's what I think should be done. I'll tell Matt.
Time magazine will be screwing around all week, but did I call in about Jenny and Charlie? Accusation, but as a reflection.